skill training. Housekeeping is a skill-oriented job. There's lots of skills in housekeeping. Not rocket science, but there's skills. Everything is skills. So there's skills in bed making, specific techniques. The company policy, you know, the fold should be triangle this way. I mean, there should be four pillows on every bed with four cushions put on that. So there are company policies which you have to find in bed making techniques. How to use different equipments like vacuuming, what are the dusting methods, proper dusting equipment, water dusting. All these training skills, there are skills on them. How do you clean your mirrors, the walls, windows? And generally, another aspect in housekeeping is the setup awareness. When an interior designer hands over a room to the property, to the operations team, it is always specified that the desk will be at an angle of so and so. The chair would be kept at an angle of so and so, tilted it in a particular direction so that it welcomes the guest to sit on the chair. It's an example. So that setup awareness has to be there. You may not every time get that angle right, but if you have the awareness, you will always get it right. You will not go wrong with it. Look and feel what the portraying of the room is very important in skill training. Then you get to bathroom cleaning. How do you clean the WC, the tub, how do you clean your wash basin? What ceramic is there? What different kinds of fittings do you have? Do you have brass fittings or do you have steel fittings? What are the chemicals used for clean those? How do you desilt them? Those trainings are very important. Training of your daily routine. What should be your daily routine? Proper procedure, proper communication of procedure. What are your daily reports you got to make? What are the daily communications you have to do? How do you care for the particular equipment which has been given to you? The housekeeping cart, the wheels have to be greased from time to time so that, you know, the wheels don't get stuck. Especially when you're in carpet, sometimes the wheels pick up carpet fibers. You have to clean those carpet fibers. Then how do you do the loading? What is the stacking? Why are you doing that stacking this way? Why are you putting this in a particular shelf and that in a particular shelf? How it does ease your work? And then it comes to your industrial safety standards, like your guest safety. How do you ensure guest safety? How do you point out that there is some mischievous guest which is moving around? How do you when do you inform on security? How do you what is your fire drills? What are the other emergencies which you're going to face? How do you tackle them? What are the standard procedures for all these aspects? Then it comes to the main area, attitude. Attitude is everything in order. Main area of training is attitude. Attitude is everything. Attitude which you have towards the guest. The attitude which you have towards the manager and your immediate supervisors. Attitudes which you have towards your work, your guest room. That is in the greatest portion of the whole thing. Attitude guidance is very important. The guest has to be kept happy at all times. The guest may not be right all the time, but he has to be kept happy at all times. How do you make or keep a wrong guest happy? Wrong, he may be wrong in what he's saying, but you yet have to keep him happy. That is the only way to do it is with the attitude. The department manager, an immediate supervisor, it's not only about pleasing them. Attitude does not mean that you keep saying yes sir on everything. Attitude means that you accept what they're saying. You may have a difference of opinion, but you try and understand their point of view. A guest room that is in a state of disarray should just make you disarray. The attitude is all wrong if that's the thing, especially in housekeeping. So attitude guidance is the most important thing. What is your company all about? My company, my philosophy. I'm working for this company, I'm working for Taj or Roboroy. Each have different philosophies. They don't come from the same line of thought. They are doing the similar work, but they come from different lines of thoughts. The company, the philosophy, derives the attitude. So what is the hotel? Which is the company? What is my hotel's attitude towards guest? Am I a distant company towards the guest? Am I keeping a fair distance, or am I familiar company with the guest, or am I a friendly company with the guest? My appearance, my uniform, how I look, how I walk, what is my personality? I shouldn't be stinking, eh? And I should not be smelling out different perfumes either. I should have a personal hygiene etiquette which has been maintained. My appearance has to be as per the appearance of the hotel. My uniform has to be crisp. I cannot wear a dirty uniform and come to work. Personal attributes of a housekeeper. All the housekeepers I met till date are pleasant personalities. Except if you are a supplier. Then they are not pleasant suppliers. So the personality has to be pleasant. They have to be soft-spoken but firm. Most of them are fit, because you have to be in fit in housekeeping. If you're not fit, I mean, you're walking all around, you're standing, it's a standing job. It's not something which you can sit down and do. You can't sit down and clean a room. So you have to be physically fit. You have to be bending and turning around in different places. You have to be neat and clean. If you're keeping a room clean, neat and clean, you better be neat and clean. You have to have bathed bread normally, not wearing perfume, neat and clean. You have to have a very clear eye for detail. You know, you should be able to, as a housekeeper, a person working in the housekeeping department, enter a room and look at it in one 360 glance and tell me where all different things are wrong and where what needs to be done. That is the eye for detail which a housekeeper requires. Be able to look at a very nook and a cranny of a room and say, yeah, there's dust there. That is eye for detail. That is very important. You have to cooperate with different departments. You are the backbone of the front office. You are the backbone of F&B. You have to coordinate with them. You have to ensure that they get what they... You are put in situations sometimes... Front office will tell you 10 rooms are checking out, another 10 rooms are checking in 15 minutes and you're going full. I have to be adaptable. You have to be able to put in more manpower and ensure that those rooms get ready. You have to be very honest with the front office. 10 minutes is impossible. I'll take 15 minutes. But in 15 minutes I'll give it to you. So that, you know, when you promise the front office, I'll give it to you in 10 minutes, and you can't give it in 10 minutes. He's standing in front of the guest. He's receiving all the choice words of the world. But you are actually the one who's delaying him. So you have to be honest. At the same time, you have to have tact and diplomacy. You have to be diplomatic. You can't call a spade, mostly in the hospital. Mostly when you're speaking to guests. You have to get him to the spade level, that you have to make him realize he's a spade, but you can't call him. So you have to be tactful. You have to have a positive right mind all the time, positive attitude all the time. And you have to be very calm, because it's a highly stressful job. It's not an easy job. It's a physical job. It's a highly stressful job. You have to be calm. You have to be courteous. Punctuality is given in the hospitality industry. If you're not punctual, then I don't think you can fit in the hospitality industry at all. You have to have a sharp memory. You have to remember things. And you have to be loyal to the company. Loyal to what you do. Loyal to yourself. So these are the personal attributes which you should be looking at in housekeeping. As a trainer, what is the most important thing which is there for me? The most important thing for me is that every new employee understands the standards. Gets into the space, mind space of the work culture which I want to maintain. Gets into the sequence of performance which I want to give. Gets into the mindset of how to please the guests. How efficient I can be. What are my daily tasks? How much can I accomplish my daily tasks in the perfect manner? So that's my standard which I got to meet. I have to train the people to meet these standards. As a trainer, I have to put them in a mind space vacuum. They have to enter into the space and the culture of the organization which they have joined. Knowledge training. This is knowledge of the hotel. As a new employee, when I enter a hotel, I don't know where what is. So I have to be trained on where what is. What is the layout of the hotel? Who's in charge of which department? Who do I continuously speak to? Where is the, what is the direction I have to go? I have to give guests. I have to tell guests about. I have 3 restaurants in the hotel. What do they serve? The guests ask me I want to eat Chinese. Which restaurant should I go? I should be able to answer. What is my timings of my restaurants? What do I give in room service? What are the different extension numbers? What are the numbers which I require to know in terms of who I need to call for different things? The whole aspect of guest interaction and personal development would be knowing all these aspects. Where, what and why are very important for the employee to know. Because I interact with guests. Guest does not understand that I am a Roomba. Guest does not understand that I am a swimming pool attendant. He looks at me. He sees me in a uniform of the hotel. He'll ask me, "Are I believe you serve Chinese. Which restaurant should I go for Chinese?" I should know. I should be able to give him directions. I should know who the manager of the restaurant is, what time the restaurants are open. Right now it is shut, sir, but you know it'll open at this. But meanwhile, coffee shop. You go to a coffee shop, it's a 24/7, or you can order in your room, sir, in the room service menu. Should be able to say those aspects. So thorough knowledge of the hotel is a very important aspect. Apart from that, I should also know my rights. As an employee, I should know my rights, my benefits which have been given to me. If I don't know that, I won't be able to grow. If I only think that, you know, I'll get salary at the end of the month, and every month I'll keep getting salary, then somebody offers me 500 rupees more, I am running, jumping ship. My rights and benefits are very important for me. They should be known by. Okay, so that's the other aspect. The other thing which I need to know is if I have a misunderstanding or a grievance with somebody. My supervisor does not talk to me properly, is always rude to me. Understanding of the grievance procedure is also very important. Very, very important. So I can get my grievances addressed. You know, an employee carries his grievances within him. It reflects on his work. If it reflects on his work, the grievance will show. He'll become clumsy, he'll not be able to do the work properly. And then he'll suffer and the company will suffer. And always remember that whenever you hire an employee, you also make an investment into the employee. And knowing who the top managers are by sight and by this, showing them respect by name, it's a very important aspect, and it's a part of knowledge training, which we depart to every new employee. Now let's get to training methods. A number of methods, but we'll broadly classify them into 2, on-the-job and off-the-job training. On-the-job is called OJT. It is learning by doing, by observing, and by doing. So basically, in this aspect, the person is thrown into the water, and has to learn how to swim. But it's not throwing into the water, it's you attach the person to a person who will be training. So let's say a new housekeeping attendant joins and you want to make him a room attendant, so you attach him to a senior room attendant who, while doing his job, is teaching him how to do the job himself. So once the person picks up every aspect, he makes him then start doing in things. Telling him, do this, do that, and seeing and guiding him that way. So the procedure gets demonstrated. Then the person is watching over him, learning from his immediate superior. So the standards are being maintained. And an immediate superior line feels important also. That, okay, my standard also being elevated because I've been asked to teach someone. That means I must be doing something right. So those are on-the-job trainings. So, off-the-job training is what I'm doing right now. Off-the-job training. I'm showing you a slide and I'm talking to you about it. I can show you a video and talk to you about it. I can show you, I'm giving a lecture, I can have discussions, I can have seminars, I can have audiovisual presentations. That's off-the-job training. Let's get into frequency in cleaning. So, you have three types of cleaning, as we discussed: daily cleaning, periodical cleaning, and special cleaning. These are also things which have to be taught to the new employees which come in. So daily cleaning is, what are the different tasks in the daily cleaning? We've done this in detail in the previous chapters. And periodical cleaning is weekly cleaning or sprinkling, and special cleaning is the various types of special cleanings. So these are aspects which also need to be trained on. Okay, now we get into the development of a person. Now you employed the person, he's already there. Now you need to get him into a supervisory skill set role. So you need to now train him into a supervisory skill set. He's doing his job properly. He needs to be trained. Advancement needs to be there. Otherwise, he'll leave. Person is not going to be stuck on one job for 10 years. He has to grow. How do you grow? By training him. Developing a person for advancement, giving him special responsibility and additional responsibility, are very important. Yeah, normally the techniques are all the same, but the end result is completely different. Now, you as a departmental head, you identify the specific employee who has shown potential. I mean, the guy has to show potential, show interest, that this guy will, you know, if you put him on that path, he will advance. It's not that you will waste your time. Now, then you start training him for a promotion. You improve his potential. You give him the skills which he didn't have. You teach him the finer aspects. You can do that on the job also. You attach him to a fairly senior supervisor. See how the supervisor's feedback comes. You can attach him to yourself, times, depending. Then you show him facts. You give him one task in those skills. Show him how it is done and see how he fares. You train him step by step and step by step. So it starts developing supervisory skill training. Development. So in a nutshell, the executive housekeeper is responsible for training, ensuring that the department comes up and flourishes. So in a nutshell, the training is a very important tool and a very important aspect. Now we'll get the last portion of this chapter, which is inventory management. Now, why is inventory management important? Like I said in earlier chapters, there is a stock which is consumed at this point of time. There is a stock in storage which will be consumed in the next few days. And there is a par value which should not, the stock should not, never go below that. Only way you can and handle that is by inventory management. Inventory management, you know, every hotel has a system. So every issue utilization is checked into the system. Now, checking of the utilization does not really actually mean in that if this computer is saying there are 50 pieces of soap in your pantry, there'll be 50 pieces of soap. It can be 45, it can be 40, it can be 30 also. Why does that happen? That happens because there is spoilage. That happens because there is theft. That happens because you misplace stock. So, physical verification is a very important aspect. Counting a stock and the items of the cycle, periodically, you know, normally in hotels we do a month closing. So, physical verification is done at the end of the month. The stock taking is done. Because the cost of your month is only taken out by the consumption. So opening stock minus plus purchase minus consumption is equal to your closing stock. The closing stock should match your inventory. So physical inventory is very important. Then linen, what is the discard? What is my discard position at this point of time? How much have I discarded? Why have I discarded? Unless I don't know that, I don't take physical inventory, I don't physically check, I won't know how much has been discarded. My physical inventory will tell me if there is misuse. I mean, it's there in the inventory, but the staff is using it in the staff rooms. Guest linen is being used in the staff room. How will I know that? Unless I don't physically check. Then only I'll realize, Lord, I had 100 single bed sheets. Now I have only 80. Where are the 20 gone? Then I'll investigate. Then I'll find out. Staff is using it. I'll be able to cut, make sure that it doesn't happen. So periodic intervals, inventory has to be physically checked. You do a computer check, you do a mathematical check every day, but you have to do a physical check periodically, monthly, especially monthly closing has to be done. And fortnightly also in certain cases. And quarterly, it is on the bigger level. What does this also help? It also helps me know what I need to order. It helps me to know what I need to order, what is short, what do I have in excess. And it gives me a proper perspective of how my department is faring in terms of reporting. So it helps me find out thefts in the department. Let me explain to you. It'll also highlight problems in damaged stock, like I explained. It'll also tell me which is unprocessed or missing orders. I mean, orders haven't been delivered. It'll tell me where my stock control prices and controls are going wrong. Any shortages which I have and need to meet urgently, I'll be prompt to order. And it'll help me in improving areas of weakness, reduce my wastage, reduce my loss. This is your linen inventory sheets as an example. Now, in a nutshell, what this chapter which we did just now, we went through different areas of housekeeping in terms of housekeeping management. We went through training and now we went through inventory. We went through lost and found, we went through laundry, and we went through other services of housekeeping. So when we come back into the next chapter, we'll dwell deeper more into housekeeping management. Thank you for your time today.